Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we are told that Avram and Sarai are forced to go down to Egypt because of a terrible famine in Eretz Canaan. And the Torah says that when they leave Egypt to go back to Eretz Canaan, the Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech Lemasaav, Avram went on his travels, or he continued on his travels. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, picks up on the fact that these words seem to be superfluous. What do they add to the story? They're heading to Eretz Canaan, and they're heading to Eretz Canaan? They're heading to Eretz Canaan, and he went on his travels? What do these words add to the story? And Rashi gives two answers as to what Vayelech Lemasaav means. First, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Erchin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, which says that Avram, on his way back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, stayed in the very same hotels, in the very same lodges, as he did when he went to Mitzrayim. Even though Avram was a poor and anonymous traveler when he went to Mitzrayim, and when he returned he was wealthy and he was well known and he was famous, still Avram did not let his money get to him, and he stayed in the exact same hotels on the way back as he did on the way there. A very powerful message. That's Rashi's first explanation of Vayelech Lemasaav. And then Rashi provides a second explanation about the words Vayelech Lemasaav. Rashi quotes the Medrash in Breishi Sarabah Parsha Mem Aleph, which says that Vayelech Lemasaav means that when Avram returned from Mitzrayim, Para hakafosav, Avram paid his debts. Anyone he owed money to, whatever it was, Avram paid back immediately, and he didn't delay. Also a powerful message. Rav Zalman Sarutskin, who died in 1966, asks a very simple question on the second pshat of Rashi. It's found in Rav Sarutskin's Sefer on the Chumash Oznaim LaTorah. When Avram left Eretz Canaan, he was very poor. He was a traveler. No one knew him. So who would lend him money? And so much money that the Medrash makes a point of saying that Avram paid them back? We're not talking about 5 shkelim over here. So who lent Avram money, and why would they lend him money? Rav Zalman Sarutskin explains beautifully, quoting Rav Aaron Walkin, who was the head of the Beis Din in Pinsk. Says Rav Sarutskin, when Avram went down to Mitzrayim, everywhere he went, he created a Chilul Hashem. It's painful to say that, but that's what Rav Zalman Sarutskin says. It was a Chilul Hashem everywhere he went. Of course it was inadvertent. Of course it was not his fault. Of course he was not liable to any punishment. But an inadvertent Chilul Hashem was created. Why? Because everywhere he went, people asked, if Hashem is in charge of the whole world, as you say, Avram, why can't you make a living? Why doesn't this God of yours take care of you? And why did God take Avram out of Haran, where he lived in comfort, only to take him to Eretz Canaan? And there, in Eretz Canaan, Avram did everything he could to spread Hashem's name. And Avram spent all of his money trying to teach the world about God and to support all these travelers in order to be makariv them in chesed and chesed and chesed. And despite all this, your God brings a famine to the world, and because of that famine, you, Avram, now have to borrow money from strangers? How can that be? And so, when Avram did become wealthy in Egypt, he went back to those very same inns, to those very same hotels, the same people that he spoke with, the same people that saw him, the same ones who saw him in his lowly state, the same ones who shook their heads and asked all these questions about God. Now look. Now we don't know how God works, and we don't know why God does certain things, but we do know this. Hashem rewards those who trust him. He rewards those who follow him. He rewards those who are devoted to him. And this is what Avram paid back, so to speak. It wasn't his fault, but people did ask questions. And Avram owed it to them, so to speak, to show them, not for his own kavod, but for Hashem's kavod. Look at me. I'm being rewarded for my devotion. Of course, in our world, it does not happen always so easily. It does not happen always so quickly or so clearly. But the Torah is teaching us in this case, for it always will happen though. And Avram tells us, and the Torah tells us, that Hashem enabled him, lifroa hakafosav, to pay back what he owed Hashem, so to speak, and what he owed those people, so to speak. And it was through that repayment, as it were, that Hashem's name became even greater and greater through Avram than it was before. Have an amazing day, everyone!